Our pastor, amen, hallelujah, and our first lady, amen, for being here today, amen, hallelujah, making it back in the house, amen. I don't know about y'all, but I miss them when they gone. I do. They bring a presence. They bring a presence of love, and they bring a presence of caring about the people. And I appreciate that, because every house that you go to, you don't always feel that. Amen. And I thank the Lord for our pastor and first lady. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you go to some churches. I appreciate the way that our pastor has set up the structure in our church. We have structure. Amen. Because of our pastor. Amen. Everybody knows, amen, what they're supposed to be doing. Everybody, amen, does what they're supposed to be doing. And not every church has that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You go to some churches and it's not in order. Amen. So we thank the Lord for our pastor having structure and having us in order. Amen. So that we can continue the work. Amen. So that he can take a break. Hallelujah. Amen. With that being said, we appreciate our first assistant pastor. Amen. For amen. Carrying on the work in the absence of our pastor, Elder Persley. Hallelujah. You did an awesome, awesome job. Amen. Bishop, you'd be proud. Amen. You would be proud. Amen. Hallelujah. It's kind of like Moses. Moses was on, went up to the top, amen, of the mountain, amen, and went to get the Ten Commandments, amen, came back down, and it was all kinds of mess going on down there, wasn't it? Amen. He came back, and they was building all kinds of calves. They was getting the gold. They wasn't doing right. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad you didn't come see a calf today, Bishop? Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. Amen. He didn't use the tithes, amen, and spend it on a bucket of chicken. Hallelujah. You can be assured of that. Amen. You come home in the to the church, amen, and it was painted a different color. You know, it's just a blessing, amen. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is truly good, amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to, our first lady, she stepped out, amen. Hallelujah. Here she comes. Amen. Oh, I want to ask my girls, amen, if they'll come forward, amen. I've always been taught, amen, that you should give somebody flowers while they live. You ain't supposed to give flowers, you know, they can't see the flowers, amen. Hallelujah. When you're gone, hallelujah. So we just want to give them their flowers, amen. Amen, while they're here, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just a little token of love, amen. Hallelujah. Can we just stand one more time? Just one more time. As we honor, amen, our pastor and first lady, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just a little token of love, amen. Hallelujah. Didn't want to just do a card, amen. My granny, she didn't like them dry cards. She didn't like no dry cards, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to move forward. Hallelujah. Give you what God gave me, and then I'm gonna sit on down. Amen. Amen. He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently. Was there all waiting patiently in line. Jesus was there. My God was there. Oh. Somebody help me out. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Come on, everlasting. His name, he was there all the time. Jesus was there all the time. Y'all might as well shake it on off. Come on, let's bless his name. He was there all the time. He was there. All the time, waiting patiently in line. My God was there. Jesus was there. Jesus was there. All the time. I know it don't feel like it, but he was there. All the time. You all alone by yourself, hallelujah. He was there all the time. Come on, bless him today. Waiting patiently in line. Jesus was there. My God was there. Lord, hallelujah. Come on, let's lift him up in this place right now. Hallelujah. 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 When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, hallelujah, we ought to shout hallelujah. 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 Amen. My mother-in-law came in and she said she had to rub it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. She had to rub it. Amen. Hallelujah. In order for it to come through. Amen. Hallelujah. He was there all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to think about that thing. Amen. You got to push on through. Amen. Hallelujah. You think ain't nobody there. Amen. But Jesus is there. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I'm just going to be real on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk about waiting on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you ever found yourself, amen, hallelujah, waiting on the Lord? Yes. Come on, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Have you found yourself waiting for him to move in your situation? Mm-hmm. Move on behalf of somebody else you love. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And it seems like he wasn't there. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. But how many know God hears and he knows all? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You just keep, amen, pressing amen in this way. And as you mature, hallelujah, in Christ, amen, hallelujah, certain things are going to require that you wait.
Yes.
There's certain things that's going to require, amen, for you to trust, amen, that everything is going to work together for your good. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we quote that scripture, working together for my good is working for, together for my good. Amen. But hallelujah, when it don't come quick enough, you kind of question that.
Hallelujah.
Is it still working for, together for my good? Amen. Is he still working it out? Amen. Hallelujah. Because I don't know about you, amen, but hallelujah, I find myself, amen, praying, hallelujah, and praying, hallelujah, and praying, mm-hmm. hallelujah, and I find myself fasting, hallelujah, and fasting, and praying, hallelujah, amen, and I'm reading my word.
Yes, yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
But I'm still waiting.
Yes.
Hallelujah, I'm still waiting. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. So don't get weary in well-doing when you're praying and fasting and reading your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes you got to wait. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I was looking in John 11. Hallelujah. John 11. Amen. Hallelujah. I can follow along. Amen. I'm just going to read these two scriptures in your hearing. John 11, 21 says, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
Yes.
That was Martha. Amen. Then you jump over to 32, and it said, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, Jesus, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, mm-hmm. my brother had not died. Amen. You may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If he had been here,
yeah.
hallelujah, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Yeah. If he had been there, amen. Hallelujah. My brother may not have died. Amen. Hallelujah. But how many know God was there all the time?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God was there all the time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we get in a situation where we feel like, well, we know that, Lord, if you don't do it, it ain't going to be done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Better yet, I need you to do it, and I need you to do it now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all may not know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. I need you to heal, amen, my loved one. Amen. Hallelujah. I need you to save my kids. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you to, hallelujah, hallelujah, work it out in my bank account. Hallelujah. Amen. I need you, amen, to bless me with companionship. Amen. Hallelujah. I need you to bless my companion. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And he doesn't move as quick as we thought he should. Amen. We find in the book of John, we find Lazarus, amen, on his deathbed. Amen. And we find Mary and Martha, hallelujah, pleading on his behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. They sent a message, amen, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Many of you know the story. They sent a messenger, amen, and said, Lazarus is sick. Hallelujah. We need you to come. Amen. These are saved folk. Amen. They believed in Jesus. They knew who he was and what he could do. Hallelujah. Mary and Martha knew. Amen. So they sent for the one who could help. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus sends a message back. He tells them, this isn't unto death. Amen. In other words, you know, I'm paraphrasing. Amen. Don't worry about this. Amen. God is just going to get all the glory. He said, God is going to get all the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. But we find that Lazarus still died.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Lazarus still died. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes God puts you in a situation, amen, hallelujah, where you can't understand, hallelujah, what is really going on. Hallelujah. Amen. We find Mary and Martha, amen, hallelujah, having to bury their brother. Hallelujah. And they wasn't just somebody randomly saying, hallelujah, come and heal. Amen. They were friends of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We sing this song. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we know God to be a friend. Hallelujah. Amen. He's no stranger to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But then when we come over here and we sing, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Do we really believe it?
All right.
Hallelujah. We believe what we're singing. You don't mind waiting, but you want God to do a quick work. Hallelujah. You want him to come and do a quick work in your situation. Amen. But you say, I don't mind waiting. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to realize what we're singing and what we're saying. Hallelujah. If you truly don't mind waiting, I love that song. Hallelujah. But the reality is, amen, I mind waiting sometimes.
That's right. Tell the truth.
I'm just being real today, amen. I do mind waiting. I got some things on the table, amen, for years that I've been waiting on the Lord to do. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. How many know about that?
Amen.
Years. Hallelujah. Years, amen. So we find, amen, hallelujah, they had to bury their brother, amen, hallelujah, and they're at the repast, you know, I'm just bringing it into modern terms, at the repast, and the people are there, and they're comforting them, and hallelujah, they're crying with them, amen, and understanding, amen, hallelujah, what is going on. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, all this is taking place, amen, hallelujah. And as I was reading and I was studying, amen, a little bit, looking at the history of it, amen, it was about a day's trip, amen, for Jesus, amen, to get to where Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were. It was about a day's trip. So the messenger, amen, had to take a day's trip, amen, to get there, amen. Y'all know Lazarus was in the grave how long? Where are my scholars? Four days. Amen. So on that same day, on that trip, amen, amen, Lazarus probably passed away, amen, on that same day, on that trip. Hallelujah. So it had already happened, possibly, amen, on that same day. So then, amen, he has to take a day's trip to get back, amen, and deliver the message. Hallelujah. And when he gets to Jesus, amen, amen, Jesus waits 2 days. 2 days before he goes. Hallelujah. And then he turns around and then he got to take the day's trip. So that's how you get all those 4 days. Hallelujah. Before Jesus came, amen. Hallelujah. To help Lazarus. Amen. His friends. Amen. God is our friend. Amen. But sometimes it may take 4 days. Hallelujah. Sometimes it may take a little while. Amen. But he's there all the time. Amen. It may take a while for him to move, but he's still there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. They were, when he got there, you know, they were weeping. Amen. Hallelujah. And then even Mary, if y'all recall back in the scripture, amen, Mary and Martha, they had a little tussle, amen, because Martha was cumbersome about everything and worrying about everything, but Mary over here, she was at the feet of Jesus, amen. And just so you know, Mary's the one who wiped her feet with Jesus' feet, amen. That's the Mary we're talking about. And Mary was the one, hallelujah, who wanted to sit up under Jesus, but even Mary couldn't figure it out. Hallelujah. She said, if you had been here, hallelujah, if you had been here, hallelujah, amen. So they find him, he sends for Mary, amen, and Mary comes, hallelujah, hallelujah, and then, hallelujah, Jesus even groaned, hallelujah, he groaned. This scripture stuck out to me. He said, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit. Yes. And he was troubled. So even in the flesh, amen, he came down in the flesh and he was troubled. And let you know, amen, that Jesus came down. He feels, amen, what we feel. Hallelujah. He felt it. Hallelujah. And he groaned. Hallelujah. You know that groaning when you can't even really say anything. Hallelujah. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but my God. Hallelujah. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Work it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And that stuck out to me. Even God, even Jesus, he groaned. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you flip over to Romans 8 and 26, amen. Hallelujah. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Amen. For we know not what we should pray for. Hallelujah. Mary and Martha, they didn't know exactly, amen, what they should pray. They just wanted their brother, amen, as we ought to. But the Spirit itself make it intercession for us with what? Groanings, amen, which cannot be uttered. Amen. The Spirit even, hallelujah, make his intercession for us with groanings. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus, we find Jesus groaning, amen, and then he sends a comforter to us, amen, and on our behalf, it makes intercession for us in groanings, amen, hallelujah. Are y'all still with me? Yeah. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. But we find, amen, hallelujah, Jesus here at the tomb. He's there, y'all. And it's 4 days. It's 4 days. And Jews, amen, if I'm reading my history correctly, they bury you on the same day. So he's been in there 4 days. He's wrapped up. Hallelujah. And they did all the things that they would do, amen. Here on earth, they would start the embalming, amen. But they did what they do. Hallelujah. So after 4 days, amen, hallelujah, the body, it doesn't smell the way it should. It starts to stink, amen. Hallelujah. The body, amen, it changes. And rigor mortis sets in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some of our situations, it don't smell or look too good right now. Hallelujah. Some of our situations, it looks dead right now. Hallelujah. It don't look like Jim Bob's ever going to get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. It don't look like I'm ever going to come out of this debt. Amen. Hallelujah. It don't look like, hallelujah, I'm ever going to get healed. Amen. Hallelujah. It's rigor mortis have set in. Hallelujah. But sometimes God does that, amen, so that you can know that only he can do it. Only he can do it. Hallelujah. Back then, he used to raise people up immediately, hallelujah, after they had passed away. If y'all recall, amen, there was a daughter, amen, he raised her up, and there was somebody else he raised up immediately, but he had to wait 4 days, amen, for his friend. Hallelujah. His friend. Hallelujah. Amen. To hallelujah, show no signs of life. And back then, they probably thought that, amen, the spirit hovered over, amen, and waited, amen, to be put back into the body after a day. But after 4 days, the spirit probably wasn't hovering over. It's gone. It's gone. Amen. So he had to let them know who he really was. Amen. Hallelujah. And in some of our situations, God's trying to show us who he really is. Hallelujah. He's trying to show you who he really is. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lazarus was bound up. Amen. Hallelujah. He was in grave clothes. Amen. His face was bound up with a napkin. Amen. But God said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. All he had to do was say a word, amen. Hallelujah. Hear Sister Smith say it all the time. He suddenly, hallelujah, he just said a word, amen. Some guys, we just waiting on God to just say a word, amen. Hallelujah. Say a word over my situation, amen. Hallelujah. Loose here and let it go, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I need you to work it out, amen. Hallelujah. I need you to sit. Your word, amen, hallelujah. Y'all remember, amen, when, hallelujah, the man wanted his daughter to be healed, amen, but all he did was send a word. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And we read our Bibles and we're still waiting, amen. Lord, you said if I abide in you and you abide in me, ask what you will, amen, hallelujah. But I'm still waiting, hallelujah, on the Lord, amen, hallelujah. And he's trying to test you and see, hallelujah, amen, if you're going to stand on his word, amen, hallelujah. He's trying to test you and see, hallelujah, to see if you learned, amen, what you're supposed to learn, amen, hallelujah. He's trying to test test you and see, hallelujah, if you're going to, hallelujah, abide in him still, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Y'all still with me?
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. John 14:12 says, greater works shall he also do. Whosoever you ask in my name, that will I do. Hallelujah. We're supposed to do greater works. Greater works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're supposed to do even more than what he did here on earth still. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on my greater. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are waiting, amen, on greater? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I know this is for somebody, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If not, it's for me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So then the Lord takes me over to Ezekiel. Amen. And he takes me to the Bible. Amen. To chapter 37. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37. Amen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. It was talking about how Ezekiel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Was took up in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And then in the midst, he put him down in the valley, Bishop. Amen. With those dry bones. Amen. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. It was so many dry bones. Amen. Hallelujah. In that valley. Amen. And he even said the bones, amen, they was dry. Yes. Hallelujah. They was dry. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's looking around. Amen. And God even has the tenacity, amen, to ask him, hallelujah, amen, shall these bones live? Shall they live? Hallelujah. You ought to look at your situation and say, shall it live? It shall live, amen. Hallelujah. It shall live, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's like, I don't know, Lord, he said. And he answered, oh, Lord, thou knowest. You know, because I don't know. Amen. Some of us walking around in our situations, well, I don't know. Hallelujah. But we filled up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But I don't know. Come on, somebody.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. He told him, amen. He told Ezekiel, amen, as I wrap up my message, amen. He told Ezekiel, amen, to prophesy to those dry bones, amen. Hallelujah. He told him, amen, to prophesy to it, amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a prophet, amen, to prophesy to your situation, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to, amen, hallelujah, be a minister to know the word of God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to look at your situation and say, hallelujah, it shall live, amen. Hallelujah. You got to look at your situation and say, I am coming out, hallelujah. I know it's going to be some hard days, hallelujah. I've experienced it for myself, hallelujah, amen, but you got to see yourself coming out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, amen. Sister folks, when you was in a cast, amen, hallelujah, you had to see yourself coming out of the cast, amen, hallelujah. I know, amen, hallelujah, I had a cast on my foot, but I knew one day I was going to walk again, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. You got to prophesy to your situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So Ezekiel did what God told him to do. Amen. Amen. He prophesied. Amen. And then some things started happening. Hallelujah. There's some things that started happening. Amen. After he started prophesying. Amen. Hallelujah. Ezekiel said, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
Yes.
Okay, he's prophesying right now. Hallelujah. And I will lay sinews upon you. That's kind of a flesh or covering, amen. And will bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, amen, his spirit, and you shall live and you shall know that I am Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then you're going to know.
Hallelujah.
Then you're going to know that I am Lord. Hallelujah. After, amen, hallelujah, he breathes breath. Amen. After he breathes it, amen. So you prophesied into your situation when you speak the word, you breathe it. hallelujah, into your situation, amen. And after a while, amen, he said there was some noise, amen, hallelujah. So after you got some breath, amen, it made some noise, amen, hallelujah. I imagine those dry bones, amen, hallelujah, started shaking, hallelujah, in the valley, hallelujah. So your situation, it may not look good, but you got to look for the signs, amen, hallelujah, that there's some breath. Hallelujah, in your situation, hallelujah. You may not fully come out today, but I'm still here in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
You may not come out fully, but this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah, those bones, amen, they started shaking, amen, hallelujah. And they started to come together, amen, hallelujah, bone to bone, amen, hallelujah. And behold, lo, the flesh, amen, came up upon them, amen, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them, hallelujah. But then he said unto them, prophesy unto the wind, hallelujah, prophesy, son of man, hallelujah, and say to the wind, hallelujah, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, amen,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, breathe and breathe upon these slain that they may live, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones, hallelujah, are the whole house of Israel, amen. Behold, they say our bones are dried, amen,
yes,
and our hope is lost, amen.
Uh-huh.
But we are cut off, amen, for our parts, amen,
yes,
hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. So we got to prophesy to our situations,
uh-huh,
amen, hallelujah. I know this particular scripture, amen, is referencing, amen, hallelujah, to Israel being saved, but hallelujah, God is saying, hallelujah, you shall live, amen, hallelujah, you shall come out, hallelujah, but you got to see yourself coming out, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, you got to have that faith, amen, that my mother-in-law was talking about, hallelujah, amen, you got to have still continue that prayer, amen, hallelujah, you got to still continue to fast, hallelujah, you got to still continue to read the word. Amen, hallelujah. I know that it don't look like he's there, amen, hallelujah, but he was there all the time, hallelujah. I know you're laying down sometimes, hallelujah, and in the wee night hours, hallelujah, you're wondering how long is it going to be, hallelujah, but God is saying, hallelujah, you shall live, hallelujah. I am here with you, hallelujah. You shall come out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Can't talk to Sally on the phone, hallelujah. Can't call Jim, hallelujah. But God is right there, hallelujah. He's waiting on you, hallelujah. He's waiting on you, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Prophesy to it, amen, hallelujah. Amen, speak to it, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Amen, got some situation. Everybody's got some situations going on, hallelujah. I dare somebody to say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Hallelujah. I dare somebody to say, hallelujah, Lord, send your word, hallelujah. Send your word, hallelujah. Send your word, hallelujah, to my situation, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Sometimes it, like we said, it gets sticky, amen, hallelujah. It gets dry, hallelujah. It don't look good, amen, hallelujah. But God's just trying to test you, amen, hallelujah. We got to be tested, amen, hallelujah. We got to be tried, amen, hallelujah. I can't get up in the pulpit, amen, unless I've been tried, hallelujah. Unless I've been through some things, hallelujah. You can't tell nobody nothing, hallelujah, unless you've been through something, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. I thank God for that word, amen, hallelujah, because, amen, I'm waiting. I'm waiting, hallelujah. And the person, are you waiting? Amen, I'm waiting, hallelujah, but I'm still trusting, hallelujah. I'm still trusting, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. If there's anybody, amen, here, hallelujah, who's waiting, I ask that you'll come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're waiting, I ask that you'll come. Hallelujah. 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 God's gonna bring us out, amen. Hallelujah. There's some folk that ain't gonna believe your testimony. They're gonna be like, wow, I didn't know you was going through that. They're gonna be like, wow, I didn't know God brought you through that. Because if he did it for her, he could do it for me. If he did it for him, amen, he could do it for her. Amen. They're gonna be amazed, amen. Hallelujah. At your testimony. Hallelujah. And it says, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Hallelujah.